I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. A man convicted in the shooting death of an off-duty Birmingham police officer has been sentenced to life in prison with the possibility of parole. APR's Stan Ingold has more.
42-year-old Patrick Johnson was sentenced on Monday. In October, he was convicted of felony murder in the 2014 shooting death of Birmingham police officer Kerry Hollis. A jury reached a deadlock on a verdict in May, and Johnson was tried again in October. Hollis was off duty when he was shot to death during a dispute outside of a convenience store. Johnson said Hollis, who had been drinking, had backed over his motorcycle in the store parking lot. Johnson testified he shot Hollis in self-defense after the officer pointed a gun at him. Jefferson County Circuit Judge Clyde Jones said the shooting was an inexcusable act. Stan Ingold, APR News.
Despite a recent Facebook post accusing convenience store owners of supporting terrorism, State Representative Alan Harper will maintain his House chairmanship. Representatives for Speaker of the House Mike Hubbard say there are no plans to replace Alan Harper as chairman of the House Economic Development and Tourism Committee. The Republican representative from Northport has been in state office since 2006. Harper urged his Facebook followers last week to shop American, saying foreign convenience store owners, quote, in large part send money to their countries of origin to create turmoil, fear, and in some cases, death and destruction in the United States. Alabama Republican Party Chairwoman Terry Latham said the post was very concerning and absolutely does not represent the views of the Republican Party. In 2011, State Senator Scott Beeson was ousted as chairman of the Senate Rules Committee after calling casino-goers in majority black Greene County, quote, aborigines. The holiday season puts many of us back together with family, and AARP says it's a great time to check on the safety and well-being of older relatives. Candy Williams is the interim director of AARP Alabama. She says people should use the holiday opportunity to make sure older relatives' homes are as safe as possible.
You should be on the lookout for some simple fixes that can improve their home safety, like getting rid of tripping hazards such as throw rugs and electrical cords. And if there isn't already an entrance that's step-free, you may want to encourage them to get a ramp and railing installed.
Williams also recommends encouraging older relatives to keep a medication record to lessen the chances of making potentially dangerous mistakes when taking prescription drugs. And the votes are in, and it's official. Alabama running back Derrick Henry will be heading to New York on Saturday for the final phase of Heisman Trophy selection. Now your forecast.
It will turn warmer this afternoon. We'll top out in the upper 60s. Some areas over South Alabama approaching 70. Plenty of sunshine today, Wednesday and Thursday. No risk of rain through at least Thursday. Overnight lows back at the 40s. Wednesday morning and Thursday morning, highs approach 70 area-wide Friday. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott in that True Local Weather Forecast.